I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, yesterday morning in the 7 a.m. hour, you probably heard the whistle go off, and it was for Caltrans District 9 admin office. We rushed down there, found out it was an old boiler that was turned on, created smoke, but there was not an active fire. Yesterday, on November 4, 2025, Californians voted in favor of Proposition 50, a constitutional amendment that will temporarily shift how U.S. House of Representative districts are drawn in the state. What happens next? With the passage of Prop 50, California will implement the legislature-drawn maps beginning with the 2026 election cycle. The Independent Commission will resume drawing maps after the 2030 census. So this is a temporary shift in redistricting authority. The measure could affect political strategy, candidate placements, and party control, both at the state and national level, especially in tight U.S. House contests. Election officials must adjust according to the Legislative Analysis Office. Counties will incur one-time cost of a few million dollars statewide to update materials and systems to reflect new district boundaries. Congressman Kevin Kiley released the following statement and a video message in his response to last night's Prop 50 results. He said, "It is clear from the early returns that Proposition 50 will pass in California. While I believe the conduct of this special election, from the rush timing to the suspension of voter projections, fell well short of ideals we ought to strive in our democratic process. Nevertheless, the people of California have spoken. In spite of tonight's results, I remain heartened that California voters will support independent redistricting. A poll just a few days ago found 72% support our Citizens Redistricting Commission. Indeed, while Prop 50's passage brings back gerrymandering in California, it also adopts a policy supporting independent redistricting nationwide. I will answer this call of the voters and work across party lines to find a national solution to the age-old plague of gerrymandering, and in particular to the more efficient affliction of mid-decade gerrymandering. In fact, I have already introduced legislations to that effect, and it has strong bipartisan support. The reason I oppose Prop 50, even as I oppose what's happened in other states, is because I believe fighting fire with fire burns everything down. With California's new gerrymandering, the redistricting arms race has no end in sight. North Carolina, Missouri, Indiana for Republicans, Illinois, Maryland, Virginia for Democrats, and to what end? It's a race to the bottom that degrades democracy everywhere. It's both a symptom of our country's political divisions and a troubling new trend that is sure to make that division even worse. Tonight, more than ever, I believe excessive partisanship is one of the biggest challenges facing our country. The tenure of political discourse keeps getting sharper. Gridlock continues to get more extreme. It's gotten so bad that for over a month, the government has been shut down because Congress can't reach the most basic of agreements, with people now losing their food assistance as a result. When I first ran for Congress 3 years ago, I pledged to be an independent voice for our district, to fight for Californians, and to work towards overcoming our country's political divisions. I believe that mission is even more important today. That is why I am committed to earning the support of voters for another term in the U.S. House of Representatives next year. Politicians can change the lines on a map, but they can't tell you how to vote. In a democracy, the power to choose our representatives always results with you, the voter. Thank you to everyone who participated in today's election. It is an honor to represent California and Congress, and I look forward to seeing you soon, said Congressman Kevin Kiley. Well, the National Weather Service of Las Vegas is projecting a notable wind event across the Owens Valley region today, November 5th. While not flagged as a full-blown severe wind warning, the forecast indicates heightened risk for wind-driven impacts, especially in the downslope corridors and valley passages. Well, this week, Communities across the nation are participating in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. It's a campaign dedicated to honoring and supporting those who have served in our armed forces. From November 4th to 11th, residents, businesses, and government buildings are encouraged to display a green light in their windows or outside their homes as a simple yet powerful gesture of gratitude. The green light symbolizes hope, renewal, and the unwavering support our veterans deserve as they transition back into civilian life. While only 1 week is officially recognized, Operation Greenlight serves as a reminder that veteran sacrifices should be appreciated every day. And at our home, it was. We left not out of laziness. We left that green light up all year long. By lighting up homes and buildings in green, we help shine a light on the needs of veterans, especially those struggling with health, housing, or employment challenges, and remind them that their service will never be forgotten. Let's join together this Veterans Day season to turn our communities green and show our appreciation for the men and women who have defended our freedoms. Visit our website or our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media to see Big Pine Unified School District's entire main building lit green in support. Well, the next month meeting of Bishop Creek Water Association will be Tuesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Inyo County Office of Education, Jill Kinmont Booth School Facility at 166 Grandview Drive in the George Lozito Conference Center. That's the northwest corner of the property. The agenda and meeting package are going to be posted or are already posted at bishopcreekwater.org in advance of the meeting. All members are invited to the meeting. However, if you have an issue and cannot attend, as always, please contact a board member or the water master to have your issue brought before the board. Contact information is on the website. Coming up on November 11th, Veterans Day this year, the community of Big Pine will honor their veterans, starting with the distribution of flags on the veterans' headstones in Crocker Cemetery at 8 a.m. and Woodman Cemetery at 8:30. The Big Pine American Legion Glacier Unit 457 will host a Veterans Day service starting at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial on the corner of Highway 395 and 168. Music will be provided by Stan Smith and Dan Daughtry and the High Sierra Chorus. Guest speaker will be Angie Nwali Eddy, E6 Army veteran and master of ceremony, will be held by Inyo County Service Office. Gordon Green, a Navy Hospital Corpsman veteran. High school students will read biographies of Lieutenant Colonel Robert Jones and Master Sergeant Isaac George. Day will conclude with a potluck dinner hosted by the Big Pine Civic Club starting at 5:30 p.m., which will include Big Pine's famous pumpkin pie contest to honor all veterans. Other stories on our website that are worth reading, well, we have the Mammoth Lakes Chamber Connection newsletter, Griff Roberts obituary, countdown to Mule Days 2026 begins, firefighters engage the Sage Fire east of Mono Lake. Also, you can't go wrong when a murder mystery play opens with the song Please Mr. Postman. It's a review by Stacy Powell. There's an article by Jimmy T on Bishop Union High School Broncos varsity football team is in the number 4 playoff seed. Then an article by Tyler Beadle, very insightful fifth session from courts to probation and media spotlight. That is about the police academy. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media for even more news. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.